Reading is from Luke chapter 21, beginning to read at verse 25, and yes, it is Luke 21, 25. Some of you may have things that say it's something different. Beginning to read at verse 1000, sorry, it's on the first page 1057 in the Church Bibles, beginning to read at verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray. Lord, we pray that as we consider your word this morning, that our eyes would be open to see you in your glory. And I pray that our time together this morning would bring us hope and joy. And I pray that we would be those who live in expectation of your return. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, yesterday I was listening to Thought for the Day. And I was driving along and the speaker said, a confession. Advent is his favourite time. Well, it's of the year, and it's one of my favourite times of the year. In fact, I think I even prefer it to Christmas, but I think that's because I'm a bit bah humbuggy as a type of person. So I really love Advent. So that got me hooked into his talk straight away. And he spoke a really quite interesting message about the importance of waiting, and he said that it's good to learn to wait. And without waiting, we can become impatient, and constantly wanting gratification. Well, I thought, well, that's all good and true, but something was missing from what he said. Then earlier this week, I watched a clip from a daytime TV show. I have to confess, I saw it on Facebook, and it's two pundits arguing furiously about the merits or otherwise of chocolate advent calendars. And I'm going to lay my cards out flat on the table, make you know exactly where I stand, those of you who had chocolate this morning. I am not a fan. Bring back little doors and just a nice little picture. And if you're like my gran, you also flatten it so you can use it the next year at Christmas. Well, said the pundits, we need to go get rid of these chocolate advent calendars because they're just making children greedy. Well, maybe it's an interesting discussion, an interesting idea, but it's missing the point of what Advent is all about. And many people think of Advent as a time of just the run-up to Christmas. Aylesbury certainly embraced Christmas, and I was in Aylesbury shopping yesterday afternoon, and I really do pity the staff in Sainsbury's who've already got to start listening to Christmas music endlessly. And very soon there's going to be concerts and parties, particularly if you work in a school, and it's just 3 weeks away until our carol services. All of that's well and good, but what the passage this morning in the Bible is about is not just a nice little run-up to Christmas. It's about something quite different. And I think sometimes as Christians, we can miss out on knowing the whole story of everything that we are about. It's really important that we know about creation and the fall. It's really important that we know about the crucifixion and the resurrection. It's really important that we know about the coming of the Holy Spirit and about the work of God and Christ's atoning sacrifice. Many of us will know in a really very powerful way the work of God in our lives. We know the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. In a way, that's now and in the past. And we also need to know where we're going and what's to come. And we need to know what the first Christians knew and held on to very strongly. And that is it, this. The hope that Jesus is returning in person, in glory, as King and as Judge. And that his return is going to be accompanied by a new heaven and a new earth and the old order of things passing away. And when we use this word as hope as a Christian, it's not something wishy-washy. It's not something we just long for and we say, oh, I wish that would happen. It's something that we're sure and certain about because it's been promised by God. And this morning's reading came from the book of Luke. And you know, Luke records lots of what Jesus said about his return. And it's a theme that Luke turns to on several occasions, sometimes in some of the parables. You don't need to think about the parable of the sower and how that culminates in judgment at the end. And many of the parables speak about the kingdom of God in all its fullness. And they look forward to Jesus returning as King and Judge. And to put it really simply, the return of Jesus as King is at the core of the New Testament. And the Bible as a whole teaches that this will be the summation of everything